Good morning. It's wonderful to be joining you for breakfast this morning.
Now, you've written and performed a lot of stuff, 8 solo stand-up comedy shows. You've released 3 comedy specials, played sold-out seasons in London and New York, if you don't mind, and you've also been nominated for the best comedy at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. How do you fit all that into your schedule?
Well, can you believe that in all of the years I've done comedy and all of those magnificent achievements, thank you for reading them out, by the way, I have never done a show in Burnie.
Well, this is the inaugural event for you.
This is what I've been building up towards. This is what it's all been for. I've got a brand new show with a whole bunch of brand new jokes, and I'm doing a little run of shows in Tassie, finishing in Burnie. So that sort of goes to show that the final show is always the best. So I reckon it's going to be a good one.
We're privileged to have you on our neck of the woods. Randy, tell us about what we can expect from Saturday night's show, which tickets are available right now, Burnie Arts and Function Centre, Town Hall, and all starts from 8 o'clock.
Well, it's going to be the best show I've ever done. I've already, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if you're familiar with my work at all, if you've ever seen me on the YouTubes or the comedy galas or whatever, this show blows all of that out the water.
Isn't it great that we've got that technology these days?
I know. You can just watch me on the internet.
It's crazy, yeah.
In real life. But then, occasionally I'll stroll into your town with my suitcase full of jokes and you can't really say no, to be honest. It's going to be a great show.
Tell us a little bit about the personality of none other than Randy Feltface.
You want to know about my personality?
The personality.
Is it not coming through in spades throughout the radio waves? Can you not sense my joyous frivolity bursting through your telephone there, my friend?
I can feel it, but those that probably just can't, just tell us a little bit more, Randy.
Okay, well, I've been doing stand-up for a long time. My show is very fun and silly. There's a lot of chatting to the audience. There's lots of fast-paced jokes, a lot of rapid hand movements. I tend to bounce around a lot. I'm purple. I've got googly eyes. I'm a bit of a weird-looking dude, but don't let that put you off. The show is a delight to behold.
That just gives us a few clues, but we don't want to give too much away, though, do we?
No, not too many spoilers.
No, we can't spoil the fun.
No, I like to keep things kind of in moment, off the cuff. Tell me, what else do I need to see while I'm in Burnie? I hear there's quite a few rhododendrons that need looking at.
Yes, you've got the Emu Bay Rhodo Garden. That's absolutely wonderful. You haven't been there. I'll tell you what, you might have to take that in while you're here.
I'm getting a lot of natural attractions. We've got the beach, you've got your farmland, you've got the Rhodo Garden. I think I'm going to get back to nature while I'm there.
And it's all at close proximity too, so you won't have to travel very far.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm pumped to get there. I cannot wait. Be down there in the beautiful Emu Bay region.
So what sort of age groups are we looking for these shows?
Well, any age group, as long as they have parental guidance and they don't mind me saying all of the swear words known to man.
Right, so we're talking about 15 plus.
I would say 15 plus. I mean, I have people younger than that come to my shows, but it's really up to the discretion of the parents. I mean, I'd say pick the worst things that you would say in front of your children and then imagine them being said by a puppet and you'll be fine.
What sort of comedy can we expect on Saturday night when we're in the audience and loving your show?
Oh, look, I'm a bit of a storyteller. I like to tell a yarn. I like to tell a tale. I talk about my own experiences. I'm going to talk about my trips overseas. I talk about what it's like living in Australia at this point in time. It's not particularly political. It's just hopefully things that people can relate to. I tend to go on little vitriolic rants occasionally. Might get a little bit heated. Who knows?
It's a nice little relief after all the COVID stuff that we've had in the last 12 months too. And speaking of overseas, I think you toured through the States, didn't you, before the lockdown?
I did. I managed to sneak in a US tour right before lockdown. I came back just before everything shut down. So I made it back to Australia. But I did cancel a pretty hefty US tour last year, so it's nice to be back on the road, and I'm just grateful I can jump on a plane and head down to somewhere like Tassie and play to audiences who haven't seen me before and spread a bit of joy in this weird time.
That certainly wouldn't go astray. So if you see this purple felt character during your stay here, pop up and say g'day and, And make sure you head along to the show, and it's on Saturday night. Tickets are still available, but make sure you do book and do it quickly at the Burnley Arts and Function Centre at the Town Hall. It all starts at 8 o'clock. Doors will open from 7:30. It promises to be a great night and a great way to see Randy Feltface for the very first time. Absolutely privileged, Randy, to see you in our neck of the woods. And you have a great stay in Burnley and on the northwest coast, and I'm sure the show will go well.
Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for letting your listeners hear a little bit about what I've got in store for them this weekend. I really appreciate it.